We experienced factionalism when the missionaries first came. And what specifically I'm talking about is in the religious area. In the ancient way of worship, we had only one religion, and we didn't distinguish between denominations, and we didn't distinguish between being a farmer or being progressive or being a traditional person, like just being a hunter and a warrior. Back in those days, we don't have those distinctions. Everything was different. In a Dakota male setting, we had societies, and it had to do with being a warrior and spiritual leader. And the same way with the women, they had their own societies in being very strong women that had their own roles and their own way of hierarchy within their own societies. So women in the Dakota society were very highly, I guess, organized, and they were very strong.
What about the Dakota women today? Have any of them regained that strength?
Some are regaining that strength in many different ways, many different avenues. One is to be just a mother, a wife, and stay at home, a domestic wife. And some of them are very good at that role. But some of them have lost their way too. They lost that role of being a nurturing mother, nurturing grandmother, and they become very dysfunctional because of alcoholism or any kind of influence that they had, being abused in boarding schools and so on. And they lost their way, they lost their life, and they lost their spirit.